Okay, my presentation, first of all, my name is not really Talky Donky RE. It's Andy Lewis. I'm an assistant subject leader in RE in a Catholic all-girls school in Upminster in Essex. And I'm in the second year at my school there. And when I got there, I kind of realised I had a bit more freedom within my role. I had a very supportive subject leader. Pauline has become a good friend as well as a very supportive head of department. One of the things we thought we'd try is using some of the internet resources that we as teachers use a huge amount. Tonight, just looking at you, half of you are sat on Twitter right now. A lot of you found out about tonight through Twitter, through the blogs that are written by some of you in the room, who I really enjoy reading, I learn a huge amount from. What we instead decided to do within the RE department is instead of just me writing about the good things I do in my RE classroom, which, being in the Catholic sector, I know is quite limited within the whole kind of internet sphere, we decided instead to try and tweet and blog for students. We knew it wasn't going to be quick, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we knew there wasn't going to be a lot of immediate gains. There was a graph there, but that's disappeared. Friday afternoon with my A2 philosophy students is never the most productive lesson. They come in not in the right frame of mind, I'm tired too. But what we decided to do was have a good discussion about using Twitter and blogs, because actually I found the sixth form students are those that are perhaps most engaged. And the graph suggested that actually amongst the 13 students, most of them said they spent 3 to 4 hours online a day. But actually, there was a significant percentage that said they spent over 7 hours a day online. And actually, there was two of them that refused to answer because they felt, actually, they were pretty much online 24/7. I then asked them the next question, which was how much of that time was leisure and how much of it was actually kind of studying and learning. And I think because they were year 13 and they were trying to impress me, we got up to about 55-60% of them said actually it was studying time. I think they were just trying to keep me happy on a Friday afternoon. But actually, a lot of them admitted that they were glued to their phone. And when I asked them what was their first point of contact with the internet, most of them actually said their mobile phone. Okay. And after that came their laptop, and somewhere down the list came school computers and IT lessons and so on. But actually their mobile phone was the key to their internet access. And I was thinking to myself, actually, how can we, in some respect, interrupt that? Not necessarily in a negative way, but thinking about how can we inject a little bit of learning into their experience, particularly of Twitter, that certainly the girls in my school spend their whole life on. To them, Facebook's dead. It's all about Twitter. And we kind of had quite an interesting conversation about it, and certainly about what I do with Twitter. And I've started this in about February, March time, and certainly my Year 13 students, who I see a huge amount, have really engaged with it. And a couple of weeks ago, I kind of wrote some Ten Commandments, as an RE teacher, for tweeting teachers. If you're tweeting your students, and certainly I'm coming to the difficult position now where I kind of have my personal Twitter where I kind of tweet with all my friends. I then have my school Twitter where I tweet for students. But since obviously getting involved in things like Teach Meet and engaging with many people that are in the room who I don't actually know but I talk to on Twitter, I kind of almost need a third Twitter account, which is my communication with them and discussion in a professional sense. But at the minute, Talking Donkey RE is all for my students. So if you follow, be aware of what will be tweeted. It won't be great lesson ideas. It will be about the subject. And these were the kind of Ten Commandments that we came up, and I discussed these with my Year 13s, and they kind of agreed with. They don't want to know my personal stuff, and equally, I don't want them to know it. There's nothing outrageous that I put on my personal Twitter, but it's not appropriate for them to know. I don't follow the students back. It's very much them following me. There's no point. There's a few teachers on Twitter that just endlessly retweet. And they think, this is my Twitter time. I'm going to sit down for an hour and I'm going to retweet maybe 20, 30 tweets. That's not what the students want. Don't just retweet any old thing. There is a real danger that actually you might retweet something inappropriate. We all know the internet has got a huge amount of dangerous material for our students. We need to be very clear, and certainly within RE, I need to be very clear on what I'm tweeting, that it's appropriate for them. Don't be available 24/7. It's okay to take a bit of time off occasionally as a teacher. Again, keep it out in the open. The danger of Facebook is private messaging and so on. Don't follow your students, you can't direct message them. My head teacher looks at that Twitter that I have. I do have conversation with the students, but it's all out in the open. They told me, don't use long, boring hashtags. However, there's lots of subject-specific ones, and I know if I add the hashtag, for instance, RE teacher, there's lots of other RE teachers that follow that and will potentially retweet it. Again, just don't post links. You need to tell the students why that's interesting for their learning. How will it add to their learning? And again, don't assume because you've tweeted it they will have read it, unlike if you send an email out to your students. Don't be a boring tweeter. Okay, sometimes you can send funny things, and again, the students follow you for that reason. Okay? If you want to have a look at my blog and my Twitter account, there's lots on there. Just very quickly, what it can do is integrate various other websites like YouTube. I haven't got enough time to talk about that, but my presentations are there so you can read it. There's a lot about integrating things like Wikispaces, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Edmodo. I try and bring it together through my blog, link to it through my Twitter account, and really engage the students. And there is a slide there which talks about some of the advantages and disadvantages the students find with it, which you can read at your leisure. I don't need to explain to you. One of the big things, obviously, is making sure that it's within your school's kind of security policies, if your local authority ones and so on. But I found it a really rewarding experience. The students absolutely love it, and it's been a way that I can engage with them outside the classroom in a really positive, interesting way that's made the subject really come alive to the students. Thank you.